She loved the engagement ring. Then she found out where it came from.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'd rather stay anonymous, but I need to pick your brains on something.
Okay.
My boyfriend of 2 years just proposed. Nice. I said yes.
Nice.
I was so happy. Honestly, loved the ring.
Yes.
But now I can't stop thinking about something I just found out. Apparently, the ring my fiance used was originally his older brother's.
Okay.
His brother used it to propose to his girlfriend earlier this year. She said yes, later found out he cheated. She broke it off, gave the ring back. So now that same ring is on my finger.
Hmm.
So it's not even about it being used. Like, I really don't care about that part. It's just the vibe. Like, this ring comes with baggage.
Mm.
It feels tainted, like it carries bad energy or something.
Mm.
Every time I look at it, I think about the brother cheating and that whole disaster. So I don't know if I'm being dramatic or superstitious, but I can't shake it. I've even lost a little respect for his brother, which makes it even worse. So how do I either cleanse my brain and the bad juju, or do I just bite the bullet and ask my fiance for a new ring? I don't want to sound ungrateful, but this feels a little off. What would you do?
Jeez. I mean, typically I feel like I would just say, hey, look, it's just a ring. You know, maybe get it blessed by a priest or something, and then... well, you do. Like, when you get married, you get blessed. If you do it in the church, then
right.
they'll bless the ring. But, like...
Amber says, sage. Sage.
But like, that doesn't take away the... That may take away the, quote, bad juju, but it doesn't take away your thoughts of what it represents, right?
Yeah.
And that's
different
the part,
than it's grandma's ring.
Yeah, and that's the part that is a little bit more complicated for me to wrap my brain around, because normally I'd just be like, just, you know, it's a beautiful ring, just do some things to make it good in your mind. But then every time you look at it, you look at his brother and you know he cheated, and you know that this ring was meant for his ex-fiance. Like, that's big.
I have some friends in the jewelry business. I might be interested in a trade-in. I'm just saying, I know people.
Hey, Wendy. Wendy, we might have a gig for you.
Yep. All right? Hey, Wendy Canavan.
Yeah. So, yeah. That, I mean, this is one where I don't know if anybody...
Again, I think I understand heirloom. This is not really an heirloom, though.
Yeah.
This is a... Hey, I'm not using it. You want it? And they, sure, thanks. It's a pretty ring. But yes, I feel like in this instance, and Trina on text, like, yikes. I was waiting for something super shallow, but this ain't no way. Give it back immediately. I think
Jeez,
I agree.
I don't know. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story, your take.
It wasn't grandma's and it wasn't bought for her specifically.
Right.
So those are two things that I probably have a problem
but
with.
She
too.
Liked the ring.
She liked the ring.
Before the backstory.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy will get your take and some of your calls and texts on the way next on 99.7DJX. It's funny the difference of opinion in the comments section between men and women on this group therapy on 99.7DJX. So we got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. She just recently got engaged. She loves the ring, but then she learned the backstory that the ring was actually her now fiance's brother's. He cheated on his fiance.
Yeah.
And got the ring back. The brother got the ring that he used to give to our listener.
Brittany is honing in a little on that and says, these brothers sound like jerks. One cheated after asking his then fiance to marry him. The other one got a free ring out of it. Gross. That's a good point.
But the difference.
Hey man, what are you doing with that?
But
that's not being used, right? Can I have that?
But the difference is the guys in the comments on Facebook, like Chris said, you know what? You're right. You should end the entire engagement and two-year relationship over the fact that the ring has baggage. Sound dumb, right? There's your answer. Eric says...
That's a good point when you say it like that.
Overthinking, but trading it for another at a jewelry store is a great solution. All the guys are like, no, you're overthinking it. All the girls are like, heck no!
Mm-hmm.
Laura says, it sounds petty, but I totally get it. In my first marriage, my ex proposed with his mother's divorce diamond. And it just felt icky and tainted. And then we got divorced after about 15 months. So, yeah. So her suggestion, maybe trade it in for when you all choose together.
Yes, that would be great.
But the brother's over here. He's going to be standing at the as the best man at the altar going with his new girlfriend going, hey, by the way, buddy.
That doesn't work out.
Thing doesn't work out between you and the missus, can I have it back? Because I think things are going pretty well with my new girlfriend over here.
That's, you know what? I feel like there is a way to get around the bad juju. And I think just explore, talk to your fiance. Explain from your point of view. And the fact that you just want to make sure that you are setting out on the right foot with your marriage.
And say, hey, this is great. This is like a promise ring. And then let's trade it in maybe.
And pick something out together.
Well, can't trade it in because technically it's still my brother's. I gave him an IOU.
Brother's not loaning it. He gave it to him.
He's not a loner. Listen, when it all goes south for you,
just give it back.
Because it's a purdy ring. It's a purdy ring, and it deserves to go to someone purdy.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, we've totally pigeonholed these guys as a type.
We're having to just imagine how that exchange went.
Yeah. Okay.
I talked to your fiance, and I think if he maybe sees your point of view, he may, but then he may not, and then you're stuck with it.
No,
and then
I mean, we sage. I think the trading in for another ring, one that you, maybe similar, one that you like, maybe take the diamond from it. Is it, I don't know. Or marinate it in a little longer. Maybe with time you'll be like, all right, whatever. It's a beautiful ring.
Maybe. It took a little broken road to get to you.
Yep, there you go.
It could be that.
All right, well, hey, good luck. Not sure if we helped.
I don't think we did at all, but we had fun.
We had fun, though. Thank you, and good luck. Let us know what happens. Let us know what you do. We'd love to get a follow-up from you here in a couple weeks on 99.7 DJX.